This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An apparent Israeli strike in the Lebanese capital of Beirut has killed Hamas's number two political leader, making a potentially significant escalation of Israel's war against the militant group and heightening the risk of a wider Middle East conflict. Saleh Arari was the most senior figure in the group, killed since the Israel-Hamas war began nearly 3 months ago. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. An aviation expert says it's remarkable all people aboard a passenger plane involved in a collision with a smaller aircraft in Japan were evacuated successfully following a fire. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
The passenger plane and a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft collided on the runway at Tokyo's Haneda Airport on Tuesday and burst into flames, with five people on the smaller plane killed. Tim Atkinson, pilot and aviation consultant, says aircraft are not built to withstand a collision on the runway.
It'll be very important for investigators to work out the relative disposition of the two aircraft, the angle that the one on the ground was at as it was presented to the A350 on the approach.
All 379 people on the commercial Japan Airlines flight escaped safely before the plane was engulfed in flames. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday Russia had used almost 300 missiles and more than 200 drones in attacks over the last 3 days. Zelensky, in his nightly video address, said the latest attacks were intended to cause maximum destruction. Russia stepped up missile and drone strikes on December 29th when it launched its largest air attack of the war, killing at least 39 people. This is VOA News. South Korean opposition Democratic Party leader Lee Jae-myung is recovering after being stabbed in the neck on Tuesday by a man who lunged at him with a knife after asking for his autograph, officials said. The 59-year-old was rushed to a hospital where he underwent surgery to repair a major blood vessel and was later recovering and conscious in an intensive care unit, a party spokesperson told reporters. Lee, who nearly lost the 2022 presidential election and is on trial on bribery charges he denies, was attacked in the southern city of Busan while touring the site of a proposed new airport and speaking to journalists and supporters. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has appealed Maine's ruling keeping him off the state's presidential primary ballot. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Maine's top elections official barred the ex-president last week over his role in the Capitol riot. Democrat Shenna Bellows became the first Secretary of State in history to cite the rarely used constitutional clause barring those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. Trump's appeal sends the case to Maine's Superior Court. He's also expected to appeal a similar ruling from Colorado's highest court directly to the U.S. Supreme Court, which has never ruled on the insurrection clause. It was put in place after the Civil War to keep Confederates from returning to their former government positions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A suspect was arrested early on Tuesday after breaking into the U.S. State of Colorado Supreme Court building and opening fire at responding police officers, local media reported, according to authorities. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The Colorado Supreme Court has been at the center of a legal battle which has garnered national attention after it disqualified former President Donald Trump from the state's Republican primary ballot for his role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol by his supporters in 2021. Authorities have said nothing about any possible connection between the break-in and the Trump case. Colorado Supreme Court ruled that Trump was barred from the primary ballot by a U.S. constitutional provision that prohibits anyone who engaged in insurrection or rebellion from holding public office. Last week, the Colorado Republican Party asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene in the case.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Harvard University President Claudine Gay has resigned amid plagiarism accusations and criticism over testimony at a U.S. congressional hearing where she was unable to say unequivocally that calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy. Gay announced her departure, which came just months into her tenure, in a letter to the Harvard community on Tuesday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.